Ready, rock. It's the Rundown. It's brought to you by High Noon, the hard seltzer that's taken over the industry, taken over the world. Forget about every other brand you've been drinking. It's High Noon or bust. They are the number one for a reason, because it's real. It's just vodka and seltzer. There's no malt beverage. There's no sugary bullshit. It's not like a fake hard seltzer. It's just vodka and soda, and they put it into a can.
Do we have any High Noons around?
Yeah, in the Soulstream studio. I want a peach.
Nobody even moves.
Should we do that talk? Our intern class.
Look at you guys.
Quite privileged.
We're still talking about you, and you're still not doing anything.
I'm actually shocked. I'm shocked that they're actually not in the gambling cave right now.
Just watching TV.
Because usually their hours are 9 to 5 watching TV, and then at 5 o'clock... Like the fucking factory whistle blows. They pack up their shit and they just walk out. It's like hard day at the fucking mill, watching TV all day. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Done. Casey, throw me a hot one.
I really want a peach.
They're looking right at us and they're still not getting the high noise.
Thank you.
It's crazy.
I really want a peach.
Yeah. Oh, hot?
They're not hot. It's, you know, I just want a big playoff hockey
peach
game.
Yet? I've heard peach is like incredible.
I just like peach in general. Cheers,
really?
Man,
all right, fine, I'll have it. You guys are cheersing? Fuck, hold on.
I just don't really like peach, but I've heard the peach is like fire.
Peach is by far the best.
Yeah,
is it really? I feel like lime gets no love, but I just like it.
I heard.
Get out of here.
I heard.
Yeah, you know, it's like vodka soda and lime.
I heard peach tastes like Snapple peach. And like that's. With alcohol, that's gotta be the greatest drink of all time.
Yeah, if it's just Snapple, peach Snapple, it gets you fucked up. Great.
Yeah.
Or gets you a buzz that you enjoy responsibly.
Mm-hmm.
You can get all
Donnie
these flavors.
Donnie needs one. Donnie, here, have the rest of mine. Donnie had the shakes during stool streams. Sure?
Donnie just said, I'm not gonna have a drink today, I gotta make a statement.
Dude, he looks like
himself.
That's like you're just telling your liver, like, I got you, bud.
Yeah. He looked like Tom Hanks in the last scene of Saving Private Ryan when he was trying to shoot the Nazis. It was bad.
I feel like this is like a Denzel flight situation.
I'm drunk right now,
so fucking great teammates.
So they just released lime and peach. They've got the pineapple, the black cherry, the watermelon, the grapefruit. I mean, every fucking flavor under the sun. Hard seltzer, the number one in the biz. So go get it. Tweet out a picture of you in your whatever setting with hashtag Nooners, and we'll put you up there.
Speaking of the interns, on Friday Night Pints, we had like four of them on. The girls have never been more college girls than they are. Like,
really?
By 26, dating someone who makes 100 grand a year, married by 28, kids by 30.
Not signing a prenup.
But if they're successful, yeah, you have to sign a prenup.
Yeah.
There was the guy who said he would kill his own dog. Three of them ruined their careers before they started. It was insane.
They've
ruined their careers by their work ethic. Everything that I've witnessed, none of them are going to make it.
They keep looking
like, you guys talking about us?
Wouldn't this be the time to, like, run on and, you know, you say something or make a joke or apologize or something?
One of the kids got, like, the question was, like, I think it's an ATI question. Like, would you rather have, like,
the dog
your dog can live forever.
It was, you can win no sports forever, or you can pick exactly how long your dog lives, like, forever or however many years you want. You give up sports for your dog to live forever?
And he, like, excitedly grabbed the microphone. He's like, I got something to say. He's like, I'll murder my fucking dog.
I'd kill the dog myself.
And everyone was like, all right, this is over.
We literally ended the show. We literally ended the show.
Your dog can still live to, like, 12 years old.
Hey, you don't have to kill the dog.
It was definitely like a...
So, yeah,
it was just real sports. I love sports. Everyone else was kind of like, yeah, sports, whatever. Yeah, I'll kill my dog in cold blood. All right, back to the rundown. I would argue... The craziest, best, and weirdest, most unbelievable news in Barstool history.
Yeah.
Deion Sanders is now a part of the pirate ship. I mean, technically all of our coworkers right here. I mean, Michelangelo is fucking coworkers with Primetime.
Glennie Balls.
Well, he's a special athlete now, too. So, but I mean.
Doesn't have the top selling jersey on that team, though.
Yeah, that's right. Deion is, I mean, a legend for so many reasons, but. Top of the list is the persona and the swagger and the shit talking, which is something that we do. I mean, it's just perfect for him.
Go at who I want, and I'm cool.
Yeah, no, the more the merrier. That's what we do. We're gonna sling it 24/7.
So one shout out, Roan, because Roan brought. If people don't know, Roan brought in Wallow and Gilly, And Dion's connection to Barstool was he's a big fan of Wallen. Gilly's sons are as well. Mm-hmm. And then they made the connection. Also, shout out Eric, who obviously did the deal.
Hey, listen, we did the coaching tree. It's got to go up to Smitty, too, then. Yeah, Smitty hired Roan and hired
Roan. Sure, it's a tough pill for Dave to swallow. Yeah. Shout out Roan for that. And then Dion, so we had him on PMT yesterday. We had him on a couple weeks ago. He's one of the only guys out there. Like, people can talk shit, but they can't back it up. Like, you know when you hear, even, for example, like a Paul Pierce or even like a Shannon Sharp. Like, they could talk shit because they were great, great players, but they weren't the best. Mm-hmm. Deion Sanders can talk all the shit he wants. And he's like, number one.
He's also
number one cornerback of all time.
I think he's also a better shit talker than he is an athlete. Like, he's got the gift of gab.
Me and Bo, we love each other, but that right there is like the elephant in the room when we see each other all the time.
Is he the most athletic person that you've ever been on a field with?
No, my cousin Junebug. He was a crackhead and a good dude, though.
Like, that's about being able to back it up. Be like, no, when I say this,
I am the
number one. I did it.
Yeah.
And I did it.
And
like,
I truly believe if you're a dual sport athlete,
yeah,
it's the most like impressive thing.
Yes. One of my favorite sports stories of all time has always been Deion's pre-draft meeting with the Giants. Was it? When they went down, they handed him like his huge fucking book. And
he's like, oh, I won't be on the board.
And he's like, where are you guys picking at? And they're like, seven. He's like, got up and left. He goes, yeah, I'm not going to be there.
Dude, he said, we asked him if he could, what would happen if he guarded Mike Thomas in his prime, Deion his prime, Michael Thomas in his prime. And he said, that's a silly question.
Yeah.
Don't confuse a monument for a moment.
Yeah. What I love, too, about that, though, PFT said, like, did you just come up with that right now? And Deion was like, you don't get it. This is what I do.
Yeah,
he's like, this is what y'all are going to get at Barstool. I have these thoughts all the time. Now I can get them out there. And, I mean, you know, he's been on TV, but working for the NFL Network is, you know, not the same. Like,
he left
to let that guy off
he just left it.
Yeah.
You said he's going to still do something with him, but to let him, like, off the leash and have him be able to just, like, let it fly is...
Dude, just last year, he got me reinvigorated for FSU football because it was, like, the rumors that he was going to be the head coach. I was like, fuck it, I'm a Knoll again.
We said it doesn't even matter if he can coach or whatever.
Right.
Like, just let him recruit. Let him be awesome.
And now he's here, which seems like a downward trajectory to go.
But it's also crazy that we're sitting here. I was trying to think, I was like thinking back whenever these moments happen, because, you know, let's be honest, last 3 months haven't been awesome, so it's nice to get a couple wins.
Yeah, it's nice just to win one.
Yeah, just to win one, just go online and be like, hey, we're trending, and it's like, well, I'm sure there's still some people shitting on us, but for the right reason we're trending. And I was just thinking back, like, I always, for some reason, go back to the combine with Todd McShay.
Did you get that out?
This is the official draft outfit of the NFL Combine.
And him sitting there and being like, because we basically kidnapped him for like 7 hours.
We told him it was going to be like, you know, we're going to do like an hour-long show. And it took an entire day.
Like sweating, then went inside Dave's old apartment. And I remember he said to us, he's like, if you guys ever want to get like anyone real who didn't grow up and was born in the same hospital as Dave Portnoy, like,
can't ever do this again.
It's never going to happen because you guys are a shit show.
Yep.
Smashed it. 5-4-7.
And now, like, flash forward, whatever, 9 years, it's like, oh, and Deion's a coworker.
And I mean, you mentioned it, like, the last 3 months really hasn't been great, and he still is here for a reason.
Yeah.
Like, if you have, you know, your own brain and think your own thoughts and you really look at the place, like, there's a reason why you would come join up, and it's going to be a scene.
Yeah.
With fucking prime time.
It's fucking awesome. He's one of the most electric guys ever.
Like, top of my list of, like, he's like a wrestler almost. It's like we signed like The Rock or Stone Cold with the way he can talk shit and the two sport athlete to me is like, I mean, that's officially dead, right? No one's ever gonna do that again, right?
Tebow,
that's right. Tebow.
There will never be another. I really don't think there will ever be another player.
Jameis Winston played at FSU baseball and football.
Pro. And, like, he was playing, like, at the same time, right?
Yeah, he played in the World Series and then played on Sunday.
I mean, there will never be another guy who plays in the World Series and then plays that week. It's insane.
He was – what was the – there was one game – where were they been playing? I forget where they were playing, but it was when he's on the Reds. And he was, like, his cleats were just melting on the field. You remember that?
No.
It was, like, they were playing, like, an artificial turf. Like, it might have been – was it the Superdome or something? Not Superdome. It's in New Orleans. What was it? Kingdome. It might have been there. I forget exactly where it was, but he was, like, walking around center field, and, like, his cleats were just melting on it.
I mean, he is, the stories that he's going to be able to tell, too, and ones that he hasn't been able
Very
to tell
excited.
Until he can be on.
Very
he's got
excited.
A lot to live up to. As like, the last time we hired a big-time shit talker, didn't go so well.
Dude, that's the king of shit talk you're talking about?
Let's hope.
Fuck you!
You fuck you.
We're talking about, we don't know who we're talking about.
last night, preposterous hockey game.
I mean,
just hockey is just a silly sport. It's just silly. Every playoff game goes to overtime. Every overtime game goes to like at least three overtimes. And this
just double today.
Five.
First round ended it in two.
I know. I mean that. Like I look up and see another two overtime. It's crazy. But yeah, last night five. The Lightning pull it out. The fact that they didn't think that they were gonna need another rink. Like I said, every hockey game goes to the overtime. You're gonna have scheduling conflicts.
You need to wait 90 minutes.
They got bumped again because not bumped, but like they had to wait again. The Islanders because this one went to double OT.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean,
it's like that. This game ended when the Islanders game was supposed to start. So that's a two-hour delay. It's insane to think because like I tweeted it last night, but just like these guys have their bodies are such finely tuned machines that they know like they have their game day routine.
Yeah, and then gets all. Fucked up.
Like it's a fucking peewee tournament. Like it's a throwaway game up in Rochester. Like I remember being in tournaments when I was a kid. When like you're done, but the other game ran long, and that though everything's backed up. So you're dressed, and you're kind of just sitting there watching the other game.
Yeah.
Like, professional athletes are doing that now.
When you time it down to like, all right, you know, I work up a sweat for this much time to go, and then it all goes out the window.
They're full. Like, I never really like. I think I like. Really processed it when the Islanders were playing here, when they were playing in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And because, like, there was an article just explaining how crazy their routine is. Like, they said that playing in Brooklyn might as well be an away game for them.
Right.
Like, they don't get home games because they all live on Long Island. So,
they travel in.
Sometimes they rent hotels for their naps and shit like that. And it's like, they have their pregame nap, they have their pregame meal, they have their pregame sweat, their workout, and, like, all of that just gets thrown out the window.
For the playoffs.
For the playoffs.
There were two things I took away. One is change in the rules that I wonder what you think, Fights, because you obviously are a big, big hockey fan. I think in the playoffs, they should do first overtime, 5-on-5 regular, second overtime, 4-on-4, third overtime, 3-on-3, until you get to 1-on-1.
That's how they do the Can-Am tournaments, like Lake Placid.
So then it's been proven to work.
It was
1-on-1 would be hilarious.
We won. Yeah. We won in Montreal, we had a tournament in Montreal where we won.
1-on-1?
It ended up being 1-on-1, full ice.
My God, that's awesome.
It was so fucking
sick. That is
sick.
Awesome. So that's one. And two, I felt, as crazy as that game was, and I think I watched probably from overtime one on, because we were just sitting
and watched the whole game.
You watched two games, yeah. But I do feel it was like a little cheapened that it was so early in the day, because there's something extra special.
When it's 3 a.m. and you're like
delirious.
Yeah,
when it's like there's like four people left on Twitter, and you're like, is anyone else still up?
That's
like,
what I would do, what was it, two seasons ago, three seasons ago, when I was like, hell bent. The Sox were always going to extra innings. They were like hell bent on getting a 20-inning game.
Yep.
And it would be so much fun just being like sending tweets that got like seven favorites because everyone's fucking asleep.
It's an extra little wrinkle.
Because if you don't have any, like that Dodgers Red Sox game, how many innings does that go to?
18, I think.
18 or 19.
Yeah, like I would sleep in like inning 15.
Yeah.
Like you slowly just whittle away where it's just like,
the real fans
of the teams that are competing are left. And it's like you're talking to like this little group of people, like the same five people.
It's like the
retweeting
tanks in the world.
You have like a shared, like you're like, all right, we're all in this foxhole together.
Right.
Like,
we're gonna
fucking.
Right.
And that's why I was so pumped last night. I thought before the game got canceled, I was like, this Bruins game's gonna start at 11.
Well, that's also it's the opposite direction where it's like you said, you have to set an alarm for the fucking playoff hockey.
Yeah.
11.
I mean, it's crazy.
Games.
I set alarms for 10:30, but I do.
Yeah, but you do.
I was up at 10 before the alarm
you're
went off.
You're such a fucking asshole.
I used to always say that me and John, when my kids were like real young, it was like we were a bi-coastal couple.
Yeah.
Like it was like a time difference. It was like, I'll text him, he'll get back to me in 3 hours when he wakes up.
Yeah, you'd get up at like 5 a.m. and I'd text you at like midnight.
Noon. Yeah, right. All right, second half of the rundown is brought to you by Felix Gray.
By the way, I wanted 100 saves so bad. It finished with
so
85.
Bad.
I wanted 100
so
saves.
Was it
more than anything?
I mean, one. Are either those goalies both good?
Yes.
Like, they're, like, premier goalies?
I wouldn't say, what's his name? Fucking the Blue Jackets goalie. It's, like, Jacques Rapaldo.
You gotta be
Rapaldo,
exhausted after that.
I mean, he's a
forget
good,
about
like,
the
he's
physical.
Not.
Just, like, being laser-focused for five overtimes is insane. Felix Gray, speaking of laser-focused, you're gonna be staring at your screen, your phone, your tablet. Why didn't they write it in all these different colors? Right? Felix Gray.
I like how they just smudged a bunch, too, to make it nice and hard for you.
I mean, if this was Dave, chaos. Like, how about that easier is just written in red? One word. It looks like a schizophrenic wrote it. But Felix Gray has come up with these glasses that filter out the blue light so that there's less digital eye strain on your eyeballs, which can lead to painful eyes, stinging, and like loss of vision. So the Felix Gray, they use premium Italian materials so that they look stylish, they look good, and they're also helping out your eyeballs. Right now you can go to felixgrayglasses.com/rundown and get the absolute best quality blue light filtering glasses in the game. You're going to get free shipping and returns if you send them back, but you're not going to send them back because they are money. It's Felix Gray, gray with an A, felixgrayglasses.com/rundown. Lightweight, comes with a nice hard case and a little cloth to clean them up. So the whole glasses experience for affordable prices at felixgrayglasses.com/rundown.
Let's talk about gray for a second. What's the deal with that?
Gray?
R-E-Y? Why do we have two ways to spell it? I bet you it's a British versus American thing.
Yeah, like labor and labor.
Yeah, but no, that's different when they throw in their random U's.
Yeah, they do that with a couple things. Well, blonde, E is usually typically women, right?
Dude, blonde is a fucking... Right?
There's B-L-O-N-D, and then there's B-L-O-N-D-E.
Right. I always use the E.
I don't think I've ever used not an E.
Right.
Yeah, no, it exists.
I think
it's typically masculine, feminine.
There was a blackout tour. We were at fucking... What's the college in Pennsylvania? It's orange,
Fitchburg.
Orange
no.
and blue.
No.
Begins with a B.
No.
Bucknell.
ECU. No.
Bucknell.
ESU.
No, we're...
Bucknell?
But no, we were at Bucknell. And I remember this was like, because we were there for like 3 days, and we were walking with this kid who was like a frat kid, and he was talking about how dumb like one of his brothers is. He's like, you know how stupid he is? You know how dumb that guy is? He can't even spell blonde. And I shrank into a little ball.
I was like,
I don't know which one you want to go with, but
because
I'm not sure I know how to spell it either. I don't know which one is the right one.
That's crazy.
Blonde or blonde? It just says that it's more common for men. With no E, and that regular E is...
I'm an E guy. I'm an A guy on gray.
And Britain does E's no matter what. Let me do gray versus gray.
Yo, you're bi.
I think I go both.
Yeah. You're bi.
I honestly do.
You're gray fluid?
Yeah, no, I don't.
All right, so A-Y, this is what I thought. A-Y is the United States. E-Y, like Earl Grey tea.
Ah, yes.
E-Y.
Okay.
So,
all right, so I'm American there. Although, like, it's always like a debacle, like trying to search for Sasha Gray, and then you're like, "Well, fuck, I don't know which one it is."
Yeah, but Sasha will usually get the job done. they know what you're looking for.
Like, yeah,
they're not gonna hold
you
to it.
We'll autofill this one for you.
We got you. I don't remember the topics. Big 12. Big 12 is in. Yeah. Big 12 is cooking. As I understood it, the Big 12 was kind of rogue. It was like whatever the Big 10 does,
they're a swing state.
Right.
Like,
right.
If the Big 12
but ACC
is in,
and SEC were going to go together.
Yeah.
And then Big 10, and I thought someone else were
Pac-12.
Pac-12. And then so the Big 12 was kind of like, we don't know, and now they're officially going. Which I think might, like, tip the scales a little bit. I think that's kind of important.
Are they saying we're definitively we're going?
See,
or is
think,
it like,
no,
we'll see what happens
tomorrow? What I read is we're going to continue with our plan to play.
And their start date is until later in September. So essentially they're in a good spot where they can go for the next month. Being like, we're trying, cancel the season, and be like, we tried.
Yeah, right. So they're just not, the news is they're not canceling now.
Right, basically. Now I hope, obviously I hope they play, because I'll take any college football at this point, but I just don't, I can't get over, like I felt like it had to be all or nothing. Like if the Big Ten and Pac-12 have been like, let's do this, everyone does it together, everyone knows the risks, everyone faces it head on. Now that the Big 10 and the Pac-12 are out, if God forbid,
and that's like official.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
If God forbid anything happens in any of these other conferences,
you're fucked.
Shit show.
Mm. Yes.
Because the first question would be like, you have the same science as everyone else.
Like if someone else in the exact same field as you said, this is too dangerous or too much of a liability money wise, we're not going to do it.
Right.
Then you have no argument. You can't say
they knew. Right. They knew.
They had the foresight. Why didn't you?
I obviously.
That's why I don't think anybody's going to play. Because if they do, I think it's going to be like we're crazy. We're the SEC. We're fucking crazy. But I can't imagine. And I guess you just cross your fingers that nothing does happen. Because if something does happen, they're going to say the Big 12, Big 10, and the Pac-12 do.
I think it's crazy to me that just like the school presidents get to vote.
Like, just well, yeah, fucking find some scientists and listen up. To them.
Yeah.
Like,
but that's not, it's not even about science. It's about liability, and it's about the fact that the players don't get paid. Because if the players got paid, you can fucking bet your ass they would all be at camp right now.
Oh, yeah. It has been very funny to see the people who are like, listen to the players with, you know, the hashtag, like, we want to play. And it's like, now you want to...
You want to
grow their voices?
Yeah,
like, now it's because
they've got some other things they want to talk about.
But that's really what it all comes down to, is the NCAA does not want to open up Pandora's box, paying their players in any form. Because if they did, I think that people would be like, you know what, this is it's kind of a very American thing. It's a free country. You can do what you want. Like, as long as you're not harming anyone else, which you could obviously debate that. But if they're getting paid, they can go play. Opt in, opt out, but the fact that they're not getting paid makes it all very murky.
Yep.
Do you see Jerry Jones today?
What
do
you say?
The Dallas Cowboys look forward to playing this football season in front of their fans.
Oh. Ah,
It's crazy. What's
Jerry World fit? 85,000?
I think it's close like 100. To 100. Yeah. Nuts. Yeah.
And there's like that whole sea where they all stand there and don't have seats. Yikes.
I would actually love to see Jerry World packed. No other stadium in the country allows anyone in Jerry World just fucking packed to the gills.
I've been all up and down the emotional roller coaster. I was very upset yesterday. Woke up today. The only silver lining I have is college football is the only sport where I do think fans and the experience matter.
Huge.
Like, that is the only sport. Baseball you can watch without fans. NFL you can probably watch without fans. Hockey, basketball, we've done it. It's fine. The game day atmosphere,
because
the stadiums, the
the culture,
the bands,
you need
like
the band,
everything.
You need the students,
the home crowd, like all that
mascots.
The
pack,
it would not be.
It would definitely feel a lot different without fans.
Yeah,
because if you're really just watching, you know, kids play where the product
is
pretty
shitty.
It's
not the NFL. So
right, like you'll have, what is it like?
It's the cultural
thing.
On a
big game, four of those players will go.
It's the experience. It's the shared experience. It's like the cultural meaning behind rooting for your team and all that shit.
If you're watching like a Big 12 shootout, though, with no fans, do you think it'll still have the same vibe? Like if it's, you know,
it won't be the
65 to fucking 58.
It won't be the same vibe because, like, the first thing I think of a Big 12 shootout is like when Oklahoma starts playing their song and it just keeps fucking coming and coming and coming, and they score and they score and they score. So it won't be the same. Then they bring out the fucking Boomer Sooner and all that shit. But it will. I'll obviously still watch. I'll watch every second.
They'll probably do some of that, right? Like, you could have a band.
I guess you could.
Like limit. You know, have the mascot run around, have a bulldog run around, whatever, and the band. The rest is fake.
I think a band would be hard because, first of all, just the
lot of spit,
lot of spit coming through, and also like. They like to have the visual of masks. All the non-athletes tend to wear masks in these bubbles, and it would be
that'd be tough.
Pretty weird to be like, yeah, no, we're pro masks. These guys are just spitting all over the field.
Got your fucking tuba cut through it, whatever. what's your prediction? What conferences will or will not play?
I don't know. I'm out of the prediction game.
Yeah?
I do think it's funny that we just keep doing this. Like, I remember saying to baseball fans, like, there was that 10-day period where we reacted to every news.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
We're off. And it was like, let's just stop.
I hope
and wait.
So, yeah,
and now
right.
we're just doing it again with college football. And we're going to do it again with the NFL. And we'll do it. We'll just keep doing this. So just fucking wait and see.
I hope there is some. I don't expect there to be any. And when they announce that there won't be any, I'll still be heartbroken. Like, I know the sucker punch is coming, and I still will be like, ow, that hurt. It's pretty much the dumbest.
The good news is you're at least getting basketball's on and cooking. Dame Lillard is fucking incredible.
What happened with that last night? I was
61.
61?
60 lobsters.
It's not the playoffs yet, right? They're still
But it is like,
Saturday kind of tournament whatsoever, or is it just playing basketball games?
It's Saturday is going to be the 8-9 matchup. It's going to be electric if it's Suns versus Blazers.
But they're not doing like they're just playing.
There's no like round robin. They're just playing basketball.
They're just playing a schedule, an 8-game schedule.
He is the only other player to have 3 60-point games in a season besides Wilt. I would love to know how many times Wilt did do it though. Wilt probably did it like 73 times in an 82-game season. But he is cold fucking blooded. So, and then how about, was it Giannis headbutting that dude last night?
Yeah, Mo Wagner.
I saw our guy Dragonfly Jones talking about it. Like, he gets away with a lot of shit, Giannis. He does a lot of that kind of grimy shit.
Does he?
And they were talking about, yeah, and they were talking about how, like, Harden gets characterized as, like, this fucking asshole. And Giannis is, like, he threw the ball off of Harden in the All-Star game. He headbutted that guy.
Giannis,
he's known for a bunch of hard fouls. And
Giannis is still up on, is still going up on the trajectory of, like, when we're going to tear him down.
Right.
Well, no, like, Giannis, he's got to win a title, and then we're going to be like, fuck this
you
guy.
You didn't win nine titles.
Yeah,
you suck.
Fuck, you cheater.
No, Giannis
too tall
gets a pass because he's a troop.
Yeah, that's right. You got to respect the veterans. All right, I think that's it. Do we have anything else?
That's it. Dion.
Shout out to Dion, man. Crazy world.
What a legend.
It's so funny the intro's enjoying it.